So I'm pushing her on the bike. I'm pushing her. I've got my hand on the seat, the back of the seat, and she's pedaling, and I just let go. That's all I do. I'm talking, it's been maybe 2 minutes since she stepped off a balance bike onto a 16-inch pedal bike. Maybe 2 minutes, no longer than 5 minutes from sitting on it, adjusting the seat, getting it the right height, and letting her balance on it a little bit before I just walk beside her and let her go. And I'm telling you, that moment I let that seat go, and she's pedaling, and she's balancing. She already has the balance part down, but she's pedaling. My heart and my joy, it's nothing like I've ever experienced before. I'm telling you, it's one of those greatest moments that I will remember for the rest of my life. She was excited. I was excited. My two-year-old was excited. I mean, I can't even explain to you how proud I was in that moment when that happened. Welcome back, everyone. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and you guessed it, good night, hopefully after you've listened. So, you heard a little bit of that story. Let's dive into it. Kids' accomplishments. What have you been proud of that your kids have done? Now, you know that feeling when they do something. You know that feeling when they do something they're not supposed to do, all right? But you know that feeling that when they do something and they're super proud of it, because every day is a new day for them, and they're learning things constantly every day, and they're proud of a lot of things that they do, and they very well should be. And you as a parent should also encourage and be proud of the things that they have accomplished and that they are excited about. I think a lot of times we're like, You see it all the time online, some videos. the kid shows a drawing. It's meant to be funny, but they show a drawing, and then you see the parents' reaction like, what is that? You know? But you look at the kid's face, and they're like so excited because they drew something, or they made something out of Play-Doh, or they just did something that they're super proud of. But what about the moments that when they do something they're super proud of, and then you're also super proud and pumped on that same level? How many of us do that constantly, day to day? How many of us actually pump our kids up? Because that's kind of hard, right? Because they're always wanting to show us, mommy, daddy, look at this, look at that, look what I did, look at this. And, you know, we're guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's nice. And then I have to constantly remind myself, whoa, wait a minute. They just did something really awesome and wanted to take the time to show you what they did. And you got to match their energy level, right? Because that takes a lot. I mean, think about it. Put yourself in their shoes. You did something really cool when you want to show your spouse. You want to show your friends. You know, it's hard, right? It's hard to be like, hey, man. Look what I did. What do you think about that? Like, that's hard to do as an adult. So why can't we encourage our youth, our children, to actually be okay with that? Because the moment we just brush it off, okay, that's cool. We're on our phones, we're on our computer. Oh, that's cool. Oh, I'll look at it later. No. Take that time. Take that time. And man, bring some excitement to the table here. Like, you know, the story I was saying earlier was I'm an outdoors person. I am an avid bike rider. I love bikes, mountain bikes, road bikes. I was an avid motorcycle rider. I love anything on two wheels, one wheel. I love those things. Okay. And I've always wanted my girls to enjoy riding bikes the same way I do. I remember, I mean, even when they were babies, I had the bike trailer, the pull behind bike trailer, the chariot trailer that you pull behind. And I couldn't wait for them to get old enough to ride beside me. I'm telling you, from the moment they were born, I could not wait for them to get a bike and we could ride bikes in the neighborhood. I couldn't wait for that. And so fast forward through the years, I'm trailering them around in the buggy, the little chariot behind me, and we finally get into the balance bike stage, and I'm super pumped. And that goes, I can't remember what age we got the balance bike. I want to say she was 3 years old. I could be wrong on that. Don't quote me. I want to say she's probably around threes when she got her balance bike. And then she rode that for a while. I went through a couple different balance bikes. The Strider, for anyone wanting to know. Well, let's back up here. What's a balance bike? I think a lot of people know, and maybe some don't, but a balance bike is essentially a bike with two wheels. There's no pedals on it, and it's got a seat. And the kids sit down and they basically kick their legs. They kind of, what, Fred Flintstone it, kick their legs, waddle. They'll waddle at first, walk along with it, and then so they build up enough courage and enough stability, they can actually balance on this thing, and they can kick their feet and they can kind of glide on it, kick their feet out and balance. I've got so many pictures and videos of my girls doing it, and I love that. And so it teaches them, essentially, it teaches them how to balance so that when they do get on a pedal bike, the balance is already there, thus not needing training wheels at all. And I can attest to this. There was no training wheels at all on her 16-inch pedal bike. So that balance bike got her the balance portion of it. She had it down. She had it down for a while. She had it when she was 3, even 4 years old, and I didn't get her pedal bike until a little after she was 4. And so, yeah, I would say if you're active and you love the outdoors and you want your kids to learn how to ride a bicycle, hands down, a balance bike to me is worth it. I will say they are expensive. They can be rather pricey. Not unfortunately. Fortunately, the area that we live in, there are a lot of families here, and so if you can find that stuff used online, go grab it. Go grab, I found a Strider that was in really good condition. I think I gave 10, maybe $20 for it at the time, and she learned on that. So got a Strider. She started on the Strider, and then I went and got I think it's called My First Bike. I think My First Bike. My first balance bike. It's a little bit more pricier, but I found that used. The good things about the Striders is that they're foam-filled tires, at least the one that I got. So you didn't even have to worry about pumping up the tires. The tires never went flat. They're foam-filled. You literally, that thing is indestructible. Indestructible. And they're built like tanks. My first bike actually had tires that you could air up. And so I actually like that a little bit better. The build quality, it was all plastic, so it was lighter. It had a better seat on it, had a little basket in the front. And one thing that I really liked about the My First Bike was it had a handbrake on it for the rear wheel. And so it taught my daughter how to use the brake. So it was made out of plastic. The whole thing was made out of plastic. It was super light, but it was a little flimsier in terms of rigidity versus the Strider. The Strider is an all-steel bulletproof tank. That thing can handle anything. But yeah, if you're listening to this, that's what a balance bike is. Look up Striders. There's several variations to them, several different sizes. And I'll touch base a little bit later on some of this too as well. But getting back into it, she started on the balance bike. And I really I looked online and I did a lot of research because that's what I do sometimes. I over research, over analyze things, and everything that I said online was you start them out on a balance bike, and once they get on the pedal bike, it's as simple as they learn within a day, 2 days. I mean, they're learning how to ride fast. And so I was like, okay, like she's getting comfortable on this balance bike. We gotta find her a pedal bike because now it's time. Now it's time for us to ride, you know? And once again, being the person I am, I'm always looking for a good deal. Found one. REI Co-op, I think is the name. And it's a really good bike. REI Co-op 16-inch pedal bike. And it was in really great condition, so snag that up really cheap. And brought it home, put a little basket on her for her, came with a little bell, she gotta have a little bell, and it had a kickstand with it as well, which is pretty neat. She loved that thing. And so I remember her seeing it, and she was super pumped. I'm telling you, so excited. And, she kept looking at it, and she would look at me, and she'd look at it again. And, she'd sit on it, try it out. And then she asked me, she did ask me, where are the training wheels? I was like, no, no, ma'am. I said, no, ma'am. You know how to balance. This is your big girl bike. You got to put your big girl panties on today because we're riding. And I remember the look on her face was like, no, I need training wheels. I was like, no, you got this. Like, you really got this. We haven't even tried yet. We haven't even tried. We're still in the garage. She's like, no, I need training wheels. I'm not going to ride without training wheels. And a lot of times my daughter is, I don't know if stubborn is the right word, but when she has a way of wanting to do something, she's set on it and she'll self-doubt herself. Probably comes from me. I know that. But she would not ride this thing without training wheels. And I said, okay. It was getting a little late in the day, and I was like, no, like we've got to do this today. Today's the day, big girl panties, you're riding. Nope, I need training wheels. Okay. At this point, I am determined and focused. We are riding this bike today. So I load them both up, and luckily Walmart's just right down the street. And we go into Walmart, and I remember we're kind of rushing because it's getting late. And we're rushing to the little bike aisle. And they had like three or four different training wheels you could pick from. And I said, look, you can pick your training wheels, but before we put them on, we'll buy them. But before we put them on, you have to try to ride. And if you can't do it, I'll put the training wheels on. And she said, okay. So we busted out of Walmart, got the training wheels, went home, unloaded them again. And at this point, it's like, okay, like we gotta get this done. It's after dinner. We probably should be approaching Bass, I think. Like, we gotta get it done. And pull the bike back out. And I'm like, all right, now's the time. We're doing this. We're doing it today. And then my 2-year-old, of course, she's got my 4-year-old's old balance bike, and she's just zipping up and down. Like, she was interested in the bike at first because she's like, that's kind of new. That's cool. And she did kind of throw a little bit of a fit because it's like, I want a pedal bike too. I'm like, well, sister learned on balance bike. You got to learn on balance bike too. And I'll talk about that later. She learned how to, 2-year-old learned how to ride the balance bike just fine. She's got no fear and she scares the living daylights out of me. But anyways, so I strap on the helmet. Safety first for me personally. Strap on her helmet. I set her on the bike. I adjust the seat. She's comfortable on it. I put her feet on the pedals. I tell her, I'm gonna hold you up and you just tell me how it feels. And I do that. She's like, it feels good, daddy. I'm like, okay, you got this. You got this. And my initial plan, my initial plan, because the driveway where I'm at, it's flat and then it slopes down to the street towards the end. The approach does. And I had it all planned out in my head. I'm just gonna push her. I'm gonna push her down the driveway, and once she gets down to the approach, it's an incline, it's a decline, and she's got it. And I tried to do that, and she's like, no, like you're gonna walk beside me. So okay. So we pull it out to the street, and keep in mind, this is minutes. I'm telling you, it's not even 5 minutes. I look at her, I say, you got this, okay? She says, okay, I'll try it. I've got my hand, because this co-op seat has like a little plastic piece at the back where you can hang on to it. It's rigid. It's really neat. And initially, I'm hanging on to the handlebars and I'm walking beside her as she's pedaling. And that doesn't really work well because I was throwing off her balance by holding on to the front handlebar, and it was just throwing her off. And so I took my hand off the handlebar and I was just guiding her with the seat, the plastic on the back of the seat. And she's pedaling and she's balancing because I'm letting go of that seat. And I tell you what, a few steps more and I let go. I let go of her seat and she's pedaling. And she looks back at me and she's like, I'm doing it. And I'm like, yep, you got it. Like, and she's pedaling, she's balancing, she even turned the bike. She turned it in the street, and I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I replay that all the time. This is freaking awesome. She's excited. My 2-year-old's excited. She's trying to run her over and trying to run into her, but she's excited too. We got neighbors down the street, they're like, dang. Like she just learned how to ride that? And I'm like, yeah, she just learned how to ride it. And I'm telling you, it's those moments. I was so excited. So excited. And she is just riding her bike. What am I saying here? I was so excited for her to ride that bike that I won't ever forget that. And I feel like at times, if we could be just as excited as those moments are when they do something that we want them to do, that we've wanted them to accomplish. Look, I know how it is with parents in sports. When your kid does something finally that you're like, oh yeah, they finally hit the ball, they finally kicked a goal, and you're just pumped and they're pumped. But what if we do that every time they do something that they are proud of? What about that? Guilty. I'm very guilty. Could you imagine? Could you imagine their self-esteem? Could you imagine how proud and happy they'd be every time? How much they'd want to show you something if we pump them up every time. Now, I get it. I get it. Sometimes what they show us may not be the best artwork. Okay, like, you know what? We got to start somewhere, right? It may not be the best Play-Doh monster. It may not be the best painting. You may not know what the heck it is. All right. But when you sit back and you realize it took them courage to want to come up and show you something, you should really, really, really sit back and appreciate that. And not only for your kids, but any kid for that matter. Like I said in one of my other podcasts, us adults are going through a lot of things in life, but sometimes kids are going through things too. I'll be out and about. Well, I'll have the kids at, a museum or a park or We'll just be doing something because that's what I do with the girls. And another kid will just randomly pop up, come up to me and be like, look at this. Look what I can do. And you really don't know what that kid's gone through for that day, for that year, all their life. And maybe that one time they're a complete stranger. Child has enough courage to come up to a stranger and say, look at this, look what I can do. I tell you what, like, you better cheer that person, that little kid on. You better tell him that's awesome. You better tell him that's cool. Because that one little compliment could affect them the rest of their life. That, or the one time you ignore them or don't even say anything, that could really mess with them. Because you don't know what they're going through. Just think about that. Think about it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It doesn't, you don't really think about it until you're put in their shoes and you're starting off a business or you built something and you want your spouse or significant other or your friends to, hey, like, man, you did good on that. That looks good. Like, I'm telling you, it's hard. It is hard as an adult to be like, hey, can I show you what I did? Let me show you what I did, man. Hey, come check this out. That's cool, right? And the other person's like, I mean, I guess. Man, that's a shot to your ego. And when that shot to your ego happens, it's hard. So think about it as a kid. I mean, how many of us actually have had our own kids come up to us and want to show us something? Let alone another random kid that you just meet out on the street, playground, wherever, museum and zoo, and they want to show you something cool. You know, you just have a little bit of excitement. Because the truth is, we get excited for the things that we want them to accomplish. But what about the things that they have accomplished on their own, that they're excited about them accomplishing? That's when it really needs to shine. That's where I think a lot of times we, as role models, parents, figures that they look up to, need to put a little bit of extra effort in. So, as you're listening, just think about it. What was the last thing your kid, or a kid in general, or even a family member or loved one has shown you, has went out of their way to ask you to look at, and how did you respond to it? Were you excited? I mean, let's be honest. Let's be real here. We're talking kids versus adults. But yes, as adults, if someone shows you something and it's probably not that great, I mean, it still took courage for them to show you. So, as a true friend, spouse, whatever it is, hey, like, that's actually good, but can I give you some feedback? Look, I'll be honest. It's hard to put yourself out there. And so kids have a big heart and a big mind. And you know, we mold and shape them. They are really a splitting image of what they encounter and witness on a day-to-day basis, is what I'm finding out. And so if you can uplift them from their accomplishments, I think it really helps. Now, if you're steady putting them down and that's not good enough, I understand at a certain age that if they're not working hard and they're not actually putting in the effort that they need to be putting in, I was once a boy and sports was a big thing. And why can't you just hit the dang ball? Why you gotta strike out all the time? I'm telling you that, I don't know the best way to approach that. So, and you see, I kind of paused there because I remember those days, and man, that sucked. That sucked striking out. That sucked not making a freaking catch when a football's thrown at you. That sucks not winning the track meet, winning a race, coming in third, maybe not medaling at all. Sucks at a powerlifting meet, you don't place. What I'm getting at is show some excitement, encourage them. Their accomplishments are huge. And I think, and I know, that it will have long-lasting effects on their life. I wish, as a dad, I got as excited as I did from my 4-year-old riding her bike for everything else she's ever accomplished and wanted to show me. And I have failed at that. I'm working on it and I'm getting better, but I have failed at that. And that's hard, but it's the truth. And that's what I'm realizing, and that's what I'm trying to encourage and get us, 'cause this whole parenting, this life of ours, parenting relationships, you name it, as everyday life we have is a struggle to get through day to day. I'm not knocking anyone saying you're doing it wrong, because I'm doing it wrong. I'm trying to learn from it. I'm trying to give you examples, let you listen in, a little bit of funny business here and there. But those kids are bright. So put their monster creation on your fridge, all right? Put their finger painting on your fridge. Their handmade card that they scissored up, but you have no idea what it says. Their crayon drawings of them trying to write their name or whatever it is. Put that stuff up on your fridge, all right? Or have a place in your home where you can display it. They'll cherish that, and so will you. I've got a little cubby that whenever it's my day, and I pick them up from daycare, any artwork that they bring home, I keep. I give some to my parents, the girl's mom. I mean, she gets some when she picks them up or takes them, or I may give her some, but I keep that stuff. I've got a whole section of that I am not ever going to throw away. I'm telling you, I'm never going to throw it away. Because, believe it or not, and I'm trying to get better at this. I pick them up from daycare. Hey, what'd you do today? How was your day? And I'm telling you, they hit that door running, running. And they come and they want to give you a hug. God, that feels so good. And then they want to show you what they did during the day. And I'm guilty of it. A lot of times, busy pickup, you're trying to get in the truck and get going. But like, seriously, just take a few minutes. What's a few minutes out of your day? Take a few minutes. They're trying to show you their artwork and you're yelling at them, sit down, buckle up. Well, hey, you know what? Take a few minutes out of your day. They're showing you their little, I don't know, little bag puppet that they've made, little popsicle stick thing. I mean, I'm telling you, they get so excited showing me that stuff. And I'm just like, wow, that's awesome. That's really cool. I love it. You know what daddy's doing with this, right? I'm putting it up. I'm gonna put it up so we can have it. Or if they want me, sometimes they'll even ask me to put it up on the fridge. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Their accomplishments matter. What you want them to accomplish matters too, but what I'm saying is their accomplishments matter as well. So, be proud of who they are and what they have done. Don't necessarily look at it as to what they haven't done and what they are not capable of doing in the moment, but be very proud of what they have done and their accomplishments each and every day. Because they're learning how to be a kid just like you're learning how to be a parent. You hear me? They got bad days, you've got bad days. They have good days, you have good days. But be positive in all your chaotic days so that they, in return, always see that's how I look at it. I want them to always want to come to me and show and tell me things. I never want them to be scared. I never want them to think, well, daddy's not even gonna like it, so I'm not gonna show it to him. That would break my heart. Luckily, that hasn't happened to me yet, but my goodness, that would break my heart. That would eat me up so hard on the inside. I don't ever want them to feel like they can't come to me for anything. That's the type of parent I want to be. Struggling with it. Struggling with it. That's what this is for. But we're getting there. So, you got this. If you're listening to this and you're about to pick up your kids, hey, like, I know you probably had a stressful day, but just take it back a notch. And if they spell their name wrong, you know what? It is what it is. Work on it later. Cherish that drawing. Cherish that name. Cherish their artwork. Ask them how their day was. And be super supportive and proud of their accomplishments. Because what you'll find out in return is one of these days, they're gonna be super proud of your accomplishments too. You just wait. You're gonna do something, you're gonna build something. I'm telling you, my 4-year-old, they're smart. Daddy, you can fix anything. Daddy, that's awesome. You made that? I could go on and on and on. And that's, I feel like that is me being successful, small successful in raising my kids, a small percentage of encouraging them and letting them know that their accomplishments matter. So then they can also let others know that their accomplishments matters. Accomplishments matter too. Because you don't want your kid to go, you don't want your kid to be like, the bully or always putting others down. Like, you want them to support. So, with that being said, go pick them up, love them, hug them, kiss them, ask them how their day was, see some drawings. If they didn't do anything today, hey, go get some markers and some crayons or something. Go do something. Go get some chalk. You know what I mean? Like, just go let them do something so they can show you, and you tell them that's awesome. I'm super proud of you. They had a bad game. You know what? I'm freaking proud of you for playing today. They came in last place at the track meet. You know what? You finished that freaking run. I'm super proud of you. We'll get it next time. They didn't make that A on that test. They may have made a B or a C. As long as they studied, as long as they tried hard. Hey, you know what? You'll get it next time. I'm proud of you. Don't stress. That's what I got today. So, love on them. Because it's going to have a very impactful meaning on their life for the rest of their life. Don't forget that. Your actions and what you do every day portrays in your kids, and thus is the future. So, good afternoon. Peace out, guys. You got any questions? You want to shoot over a message, an email? You know how to do it. KillingMeSmallsRant@gmail.com. That is KILLINGMESMALLSRANT at gmail.com. Have a wonderful day. And remember, you are pretty awesome at what you're doing too.